My office is everywhere there's a farm. It really gets a workout. Listen for me weekdays and Sunday mornings. Look for me on the road in my KFGO pickup.
790 KFGO.
And apparently, Shauna's office is currently being fitted for a car seat.
And also, her new office right now is full of diapers and a crib. And
I wonder if she's got the diaper genie.
Maybe one of those mobile things, you know, that are up on top. Joining us right now is our farm director, Shauna Olson. And congratulations on the birth of your son.
Super.
Thank you.
Love it. I have to tell you, we gave out, he was born on Friday, correct?
Yes, on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Something you said, oh my God, I hope he's not born on Valentine's Day. No,
I know. I guess a holiday wasn't my first choice for a birthday, but Valentine's Day is not a bad one.
Well, absolutely.
But now I actually might like Valentine's Day. I never really cared for the holiday before. Now I actually will like it.
So it's one of those deals, though, where he'll get twice as many cards, both Valentine's cards and birthday cards now.
Yeah, and all kinds of heart birthday cakes, I think, too.
And heart-shaped pizzas.
Yeah.
Although that might come down a few years down the road for him. Hey, I'll be brutally honest, but I read this. It must have been live at 5 on Friday, I think, is when I gave the announcement out that Cole had arrived. And we already then had a lot of people call and say, oh, congratulate Shauna. Tell her congratulations. Tell her congratulations. So it sounds like the whole world is very, very happy about this little guy's arrival.
Oh, sweet. Oh, I love hearing that. Tell everybody thank you. And I'm telling everybody thank you. I've had lots of text messages, lots of Facebook messages. And the overwhelming support has been just unbelievable. It's been so exciting to see everybody else's enthusiasm for this new baby.
So give us the details as far as, how big, how long, how'd the name come about?
Well, he wasn't as big as we originally had thought. Doctors were thinking he might be between 8 and 9 pounds. He turned out to be a little bit smaller. He came a week earlier. His due date was the 20th. He came on the 14th. And he was 7 pounds, 10 ounces. It is 19 and a half inches long. And we did not know what we were having. We didn't know if we were having a boy or a girl. We knew it was something other than a four-legged pet, though. He's just amazing. So when the doctor shouted out, it's a boy, it was just so exciting to finally hear what we were having, a boy or a girl. The night before, I had gone out and gotten two special outfits. So I got a girl outfit, I got a boy outfit, so either one would work on the way home. And turns out we can return our girl outfit.
Yeah, I thought we were kind of pulling our leg a little bit when you said you didn't know and didn't want to know, but because, well, we thought maybe deep down she does know. She's not letting it on. But really didn't know.
No, I really did not know. I had a hunch. I think nobody that I know thought this was a girl for some reason. And then toward the end, we all thought, you know what? We've been calling this a little boy the whole time. We've been calling it a him the whole time. I said, we really need to be mentally prepared because it could be a girl. We don't know that this is a boy. But it seemed like all my friends and even coworkers, everybody just thought that this was a boy. And I don't know why. I don't know why we all thought that, but it turned out that it was. But I really did not know until the day the doctor announced it.
Email says here, did he come out with spurs on?
No, but my friend JB, who raises cattle, calls him a little bull calf, so we'll see.
So is he old enough yet to decide who he looks more like, his mom or his daddy, Chris?
Oh, my goodness. It would have been so fun to see my own mini-me, but this is a mini-Chris. And if you go to my Facebook page, I posted a picture of the two of them, and it is a mini-Chris. It's absolutely hilarious how much they really do look alike. And that's where the name came from, too. You had asked about the name. Chris had kind of had the name picked out ahead of time. We had one girl name picked out and one boy name picked out. And Chris had chosen Cole, and I said, yeah, that's a good name. And his middle name is Robert.
Thank you very much,
Chris's,
by the way.
Dad.
Oh.
Yeah, Robert, exactly. You told me that Robert was a good name, so we put it in his middle name.
Now, for folks who don't know, this was your first child. Were you?
Yes.
How anxious were you when you knew the time was that this was it?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It's a tough pregnancy for me. I was sick a lot. I didn't feel the greatest. I was ready, very ready to have this baby. And I just could not wait to meet this new little person. And I'll tell you what, it is really something special. And if I could just order up 5 more right now, I'd be really happy.
Oh, that is so neat. So
you
sweet.
You want to do that 5 more times?
Oh, my goodness. It would be a wonderful. Yeah, it would be wonderful. All although right. I'm not going to lie, it was a long 9 months, but well worth it.
So did all the relatives come down from Walhalla?
Yeah, we had lots of company. My family, my brother came down with his 3 kids and his wife, and my sister was there the entire time with her daughter and family, all parents, you know, everybody, and tons of friends showed up. And yeah, it's been a really busy couple of days, and now we're home, and he is going to meet the dogs for the first time here shortly.
Ooh, how's that going to work? You think the dogs are going to be receptive to somebody else getting more attention than them in the house?
I think our golden retriever will be just fine, but our little Lhasa Apso terrier cross, I don't know how he's going to handle it. Or the cat. So it'll be interesting to see. One thing interesting is Gunner, my horse, of course, was every time I would go out to visit him, I came to a point where I wasn't unable to ride. I was too big, but my horse would literally smell my belly every now and then.
Mm.
So I'm really eager to take Cole out there and have those two meet. It'll be interesting to see what these dogs do, too, or might be a few more messes around the house, I'm suspecting.
Yeah, babies create messes. I'm not sure if you're aware of that or not.
I'm thinking the dogs are going to be a little jealous. They've kind of had us to themselves for quite some time.
Shauna, you said Cole came early. Now, remind me, when was your last day at work here at KFGO?
My last day was Thursday, but doctors were anticipating a little bit early. So I'd taken Thursday off to be prepared, and sure enough, he came Friday. So there you go.
Right. So you worked on Wednesday, was not here Thursday?
Yes.
So you missed Tinker when he came in?
No, I was there for Tinker.
Oh, you're there. Okay.
Was there Wednesday, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, Tinker, the little horse. Yes,
that's true.
I saw him.
True. Okay, Wednesday, that was when Tinker came in.
So if you hadn't gotten out of here when you did, we'd have had to boil water in the break room.
I started feeling the pain Thursday night, so I don't think you guys would have. I think you guys were in the clear through this through the whole time.
Well, that is so neat. We are so happy for you. And obviously, you're going to take several weeks off as the new youngin' is into this world here, Cole Robert, and Rich is doing a great job filling in for you. But, you know, everybody was wanting to know how things were going and was very happy at this great time in your life.
Yeah, well, thanks for checking on us. We appreciate it. It's fun to talk to you guys. And for sure, I'll be back to work in I think we're talking like 12 weeks. So I will be back and looking forward to it. And I know it's a holiday today, so there are no markets. And I've heard Rich has been doing fantabulous, so I'm happy for him.
All right.
He's been doing a great job, but we want you back. What's the target? You said 12 weeks?
May 9th. Yep, I should be back May 9th.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Mark it down.
We're going to be marking red X's on the calendar until May 9th.
But something tells me, though, you're going to bring that little shaver around here sometime before then so we can all take a peek at him before he come back to work, right?
Yes. He will be in to meet all my wonderful coworkers fairly soon.
You just make sure you bring him in someday when Sandy's on vacation, because if Sandy's here, you'll never get out of here.
We'll never be able to see him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she warned me not to have this baby while she was in Mexico. I said, Sandy, I'm not sure I can make that promise for you. But sure enough, she's in Mexico and Cole is here. So.
Bob said at the top of the interview that he sort of made the first official announcement Friday live at 5. Bob, how soon was it after your official announcement that Sandy started calling you?
You know, I didn't get a call.
I thought she called you during live at 5, said she'd heard about it.
No, I don't think that was her. Must have been a different Sandy.
Well, she was in the middle of a limbo contest, and she stopped because she had heard that you'd had your baby.
Oh, that's right. She heard that the baby was here, and she fell backwards. She couldn't quite make it under there. She fell all the way back in her back. That's right. I do remember that now. Oh, Shauna.
Oh, too funny.
The best to you, Chris, and that new little Cole there. We thank you once again for joining us. We'll leave you alone for a day or two.
Okay, sounds good. See you guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Shauna Olson, our farm and ranch director here at the Mighty 790 KFGO. And once again, in case you missed it, Cole Robert was born last Friday.
And somebody should tell her, although she probably knows this already, there's a certain trick to changing a baby boy's diaper that you have to go through to make sure you don't get...
squirted?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a certain technique you have to use. She'll figure it out.